Good Monday morning, beloved. And again, thank you for inviting me into your homes for this Monday edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today we are in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 24. Today's reading opens with Paul discussing various household relationships. He offers encouragement to help the Ephesians remain strong against what he calls wicked spiritual forces. And then using the metaphor of armor worn by Roman soldiers, Paul encourages the Lord's followers to clothe themselves with God's spiritual armor in order to be strengthened in their struggle against spiritual evil. Paul concludes his letter with greetings and a benediction. And we're starting off this work this week with God's saving word being faith. So let's begin reading Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 1. Children, it is your Christian duty to obey your parents, for this is the right thing to do. Respect your father and mother. It is the first commandment, and it has a promise added, so that all may go well with you, and you may live a long time in the land. Parents, do not treat your children in such a way as to make them angry. Instead, raise them with Christian discipline and instruction. Slaves, obey your human masters with fear and trembling, and do it with a sincere heart as though you were serving Christ. Do this not only when they are watching you, because you want to gain their approval, but with all your heart do what God wants as slaves of Christ. Do you work as slaves cheerfully as though you serve the Lord and not merely human beings? Remember that the Lord will reward each of us, whether slave or free, for the good work we do. Masters, behave in the same way towards your slaves and stop using threats. Remember that you and your slaves belong to the same Master in heaven who judges everyone by the same standard. Finally, build up your strength in union with the Lord and by means of His mighty power. Put on all the armor that God gives you so that you will be able to stand up against the devil's evil tricks. For we are not fighting against human beings, but against wicked spiritual forces in the heavenly world, the rulers, authorities, and cosmic powers of this dark age. So put on God's armor now. Then, when the evil day comes, you will be able to resist the enemy's attacks. And after fighting to the end, you will still hold your ground. So stand ready, with truth as a belt tight around your waist, with righteousness as your breastplate, and as your shoes, the readiness to announce the good news of peace. At all times, carry faith as a shield, for with it you will be able to put out all the burning arrows shot by the evil one. And accept salvation as a helmet, and the word of God is the sword which the Spirit gives you. Do all this in prayer, asking for God's help. Pray on every occasion as the Spirit leads. For this reason, keep alert and never give up. Pray always for all God's people. And pray also for me that God will give me a message when I'm ready to speak, so that I may speak boldly and make known the gospel's secret. For the sake of this gospel, I am an ambassador, though now I am in prison. Pray that I may be bold in speaking about the gospel as I should. Tychicus, our dear brother and faithful servant in the Lord's work, will give you all the news about me so that you may know how I'm getting along. That is why I'm sending him to you, to tell you how all of us are getting along and to encourage you. May God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ give to all Christians peace and love with faith. May God's grace be with all those who love our Lord Jesus Christ with undying love. And today's key verse is Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18, where Paul writes, "Pray on every occasion as the Spirit leads. For this reason, keep alert and never give up. Pray always for all God's people." Now, it's interesting that in this particular set of circumstances, 2,000 years ago, where people owned slaves, even though God did not condone human ownership of other human beings, that was the situation that there was. And there were slave owners in the church, and there were slaves that were also in the church. And that caused quite a bit of upheaval, because the slaves just said, well, I mean, we're just as born again as our masters are, so they're no better than we are. And Paul has to write and remind them that, no, this is the circumstance that you find yourself in. So don't use this as an opportunity to rebel against your master, but use this as an opportunity to submit to God's will in your life. And that truly is a difficult lesson for us to learn. Let's pray. Lord God, clothe me today with your righteousness and with your mighty armor, so that I am able to resist wicked spiritual forces and all that is evil. By the power of your Holy Spirit, keep me faithful and alert, and lead me in prayer for all God's people. Amen. Well, that brings our Monday morning together to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow morning when we will be reading Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 21, where God sends the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. Again, keep looking up, because as the Word of God says, your salvation draws nigh. Jesus is coming, and he's coming soon. Amen. We'll see you next time.